Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Swing by Varsho. Line drive to center. Duran's there, and he has it. Easy 1-2-3, ninth inning for Kenley Jansen, and a beautifully pitched game by the Red Sox tonight. Red Sox win it 3-0. Jansen comes on for his 25th save in 28 opportunities, and Lou, you said it, Brian Baio, best we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the best game he's ever pitched in the big leagues.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
I hate to keep flip-flopping around, but they kind of did a little bit.
This has kind of been their whole season, right?
Yeah.
Just when they go on a little bit of a losing streak, like, oh, they're kind of toast. Or the rotation falls apart, like, oh, they're done. Nope, then they're right back in. So 5 games, you're like, that's a lot to make up. And
3 feels doable, though.
They're 3 games
five,
out?
5 feels awful. They're 3 games out of the wild card. That feels doable. Thanks in part to Chris Sale, by the way, who shut down the Twins yesterday.
Well, the Twins are falling apart.
They've lost 4 in a row.
We needed them to take a nosedive. They're 2-8 in their last 10, 4-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. So, because Kansas City is turned, like, Kansas City's been playing really well, so they're kind of gone now.
They're pulling away from the Red Sox even farther. Yeah.
So it was three teams for 2 spots. Now it just seems like it's Twins or Red Sox. So 3 games to go, and keeping it within 3 or less is huge, specifically because they play each other. Next month, there's a 3-game series between the Red Sox and the Twins. So if you're 3 games or less between now and then, it's open seat. You have a chance. You have a legit chance.
It's 100% true. So we'll get into the Red Sox here. I do want to clear up a couple of things here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You listened to the full press conference, Keefe. It took you almost the entire break.
That's right.
Listened to the full thing. They did say at the beginning, and I don't know if this was Stacey or not. It's hard to make out the voice. Stacey James, running Patriots Media Relations. I don't know if it was him or not, but it was, hey, we're going to take a couple of questions Gerard.
Yeah, yeah.
They took 2, and then they said, okay, we're
done.
Good.
We're done here.
We also heard from a few beat reporters as well that was the way it went down.
Yeah, that was it. So I'm sure those guys had more questions ready to go for what they thought was going to be a real press conference. What they thought was also an opportunity to hear the news for the first time. But even
I assume that was the case, by the way. I wouldn't have blamed them if they were just like, screw this. This is annoying.
I'm out of here.
Whatever. It's Jacoby Brissett. I don't even care. But they're pros.
They had stuff.
They're not like me where I'm just like, bah, whatever, I don't even care. They're probably pros. Yeah. So they had questions ready to go. So that's frustrating too. It's like, okay, you called this thing. You called me down. You gave the news to the national guys.
Right.
Mayo makes a statement. We get 2 questions and then you cut it off?
All the way down to Foxborough, which is super convenient for everybody to drive down to Foxborough.
Right.
Everybody lives so close there.
Right.
And then you're like,
well, there's so much stuff there, though.
A minute and a half. Oh, hopefully they took in like a Bass Pro or they took in a movie or something.
You get to the Bass Pro. There's like 2 frozen yogurt shops down there.
Yeah. Get whatever you need.
Wormtown.
Take a little shop. Yeah. Wormtown. So you get whatever you need.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was all that for nothing. The question has been asked, I don't know, in different ways 1,000 times since July. And or even prior to July. I mean, going back to the draft, this has been brought up. And then you finally have the decision, and it's two questions. Now, he's talking tomorrow,
yep.
Right?
Well, he was scheduled to talk to tomorrow. Is he still? I have no idea. I don't know. But he was initially scheduled to talk tomorrow.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if you keep putting it off, or if you're like, hey, you can't talk about it, like...
Hang on. New Patriots media availability. There is no availability tomorrow on September...
Never mind.
I'm sorry. August 30th to September 1st. No availability. The next scheduled availability is Monday, September 2nd with Gerard Mayo.
You know it's going to be must listen, and it would be any week normally. Mayo Mondays here on WEEI.
Yeah.
Not to overstate it, but this guy, the way he has contradicted himself, the things that he has said specifically on that show that we still reference.
Yeah, they should just stick to that.
I know.
Like, they don't need to worry about anything else. No. Just stick to what he told you guys. There's plenty of contradictions and plenty of news there. Yeah.
So with Labor Day coming up, it'll be Tuesday. So Tuesday, I'm not sure exactly what time, but he'll be on.
So right. So I misspoke. So Monday, he'll do like a press conference with the media.
Yeah.
He'll be on Tuesday with the Greg Hill show.
Yeah.
And cash. Yeah, ready to burn some cash.
That's still the best one.
That's awesome.
That sounds like a different man.
Yeah, he's been beaten down and defeated, and they have not played a regular season game yet.
He is aging like a president, as we said.
Uh-huh.
So, and yeah, we don't think he's very on board with this decision. But anyway, I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
On the Red Sox, you're back in?
I kind of am.
You're back in a little bit?
Twofold. I kind of liked them throughout the year and thought that they looked like a team that could grab a wild card spot. Now, I didn't think that at the beginning of the year, but then as things went, or like before the season started, but then as the year was going on, I'm like, yeah, this, like, why not this team? And not that he can do this every time out, but Brian Bello, and you heard Maloney and McDonough on the call last night, it's the best game he's ever pitched in his life. 8 shutout innings, 9 Ks.
The stat I read today. Where is it?
Because he has had a very disappointing season.
He's been really good since the end of June.
Yes. It's true.
Yeah. All-star break or so.
It was the longest outing of his career. Uh-huh. He had only pitched into the 8th inning once in his career previously and had never recorded more than 24 outs.
Yeah, so not only is it the best game of his career, but there's really no competition
right.
for it.
Like it's unquestionably.
And so even if some of the other guys in the rotation came back down to earth, you know, because Houck was an all-star, Cutter Crawford had a great month and a half or whatever it was, Bello was bad. Like, Bello was their opening day starter. His ERA was in the 5s for the longest time. And now if you get at least a good turn, you know, 6 innings, quality starts the rest of, like, the next month from Bello, that's pretty big because you and I both like the lineup. I know they had a little bit of a power outage there for a few games, but top to bottom, not a lot of holes in the lineup.
No.
They're adding arms back to the bullpen. So as long as the rotation can be, it doesn't have to be great. As long as it's decent, I think they can still catch the Twins.
And they're chasing Minnesota. They play Minnesota, as you said earlier. Did you say this as well? I just saw this on the text line. Perhaps you said this. The Royals are now starting a 4-game series with the Astros.
So I've kind of
you're writing
forgotten
them off
about the Royals.
Yeah.
But you know what? If they get swept by the Astros, then maybe they fall back into this mix too. Like, I'll take it. But I'm really just focused on the Twins. Okay. That's the team. Like, if I'm scoreboard watching every night, it's only Minnesota.
Well, I know you're scoreboard watching. I know you're watching the games.
Like a hawk.
I enjoyed. Well, I was surprised because we both did see this last night. I wasn't sure. I didn't see a lot of it on social media, but we both did see this last night. Edelman and Gronk throughout the first pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
Gronk actually threw a nice little heater.
Gronk looked nice. Edelman's throw, not so great.
A little high.
And so they I didn't see that live.
No.
I watched, they showed it again later on in the game, 3rd, 4th inning, something like this. And they get Edelman in like one of the suites.
Sure was.
And
it was like the two people in the parking lot at the Schuylkill River.
Yeah, they were parking.
So I don't know who his new beau is.
He was sweet. He was sweet on her, whoever she, who is she?
Probably a famous person.
Probably.
Or like at least an Instagram famous person
yeah.
would be my guess based on Julian Edelman's history, but they were like, the only way I think you can really say is that they were making eyes at each other.
Well, but like, it was like, if you're watching,
so they zoomed in on him, like, yeah, it's Julian, there's Jules Edelman, and he's sitting in like the suite, not looking at the ball game.
Oh, no.
He was looking at this, just to paint the picture, very attractive woman.
Yeah.
And she was looking at him. And you're like, what is happening
yeah,
here?
Like, there's some real chemistry. Some like magnets.
Eye batting, going back and forth.
If you're watching on Twitch, it was like it was the microphone is her and yeah. I'm Edelman. And it was like,
oh, he was going in for
they
like
leaned
big
right in and then they,
mouth kiss.
Then they cut it off.
Cut it off.
There was like a real perfect timing. There was,
but then they went back to him. Like, I think that was probably good instincts by the camera guy.
Like, oh,
or
my
gal.
Gosh. What is going on here?
But then they like.
What base are we going to here? Like, we can't air this on. This is a family station.
Then they went back to the ball game, and you had brought this up before the show. If Don Orsillo and the late, great Jerry Remy were involved.
Enjoying a summer night at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Whoops.
We would have seen a lot more
Nick
about
Clark, cake is.
Oops. We would have seen a lot more of it. Because then they showed them like walking away. So I mean, they clearly wanted to show Edelman again. But
that would have been an inning.
Yeah.
That would have been an inning. And instead, you know, you can.
This used to be a family show.
You can, Dave O'Brien, want nothing to do with it. They did talk at one point about Edelman's podcast. That was the pivot they did. They said.
Yeah, were they big fans?
Yeah, well, Dave O'Brien goes, hey, Uke, have you heard any of Julian Edelman's podcast? He goes, nope.
Yeah.
And Dave O'Brien goes, yeah, I've heard it's pretty good.
Great.
And I'm like, oh,
good sell, guys. Thanks.
So neither of you listened to that. But no, I thought Edelman seemed like Edelman was having a nice night.
There's an article on SI.com that says Julian Edelman, this is back in February, though, is dating Shakira. That was not Shakira.
Well, that wasn't Shakira. No. Unless she was incognito.
No, I think you'd be able to tell.
You think so?
Yeah.
Undercover Shakira.
Correct. That was not her. She was wearing a hat. I feel like a lot of famous. That was also scary. I feel like a lot of famous ladies wear a hat because they're like, "This will throw the guys off the scent.
Right.
They won't know I'm under here.
They won't know I'm gross. I'm gross in this thing. They won't know.
I'm disgusting. Like, no, you're not. I can tell. Just because you're wearing like a Super Mario hat doesn't mean
it's kind of doing it for me. Actually, if we're not gonna lie here, it's kind of working. So
I don't know who it is.
Okay,
it's hard to figure it out. But doesn't think anybody.
There was
really
a real
it.
Will they or won't they going on Nessa.
Oh,
last
they
night.
Would. They, or will. They will.
You think they did.
Not a huge question for me.
No, they did. All these dating shows on Nessun, this was right in their lap, and they didn't lean in on it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are the chances that he just met this woman at the game?
Oh, she's a rando.
Yeah. You think there's a chance he just met her?
Well, you're Googling around there. No word on who it is?
This guy, Google had nothing.
Yeah, maybe it was just
Twitter had a guy say, find someone who looks at you the way Julian Edelman is looking at whoever this is. So he didn't
know. So people screen grabbed this. So I was kind of looking for this on social media. I didn't see it. So, okay, people screen grabbed
this. Well, because he was looking at her like very,
hey,
like,
I see you. I can't.
One guy says, who is Edelman rizzing up on Nessun right now? I'm cackling.
I mean, it was like,
yeah, it was intense. Like, that was like the big takeaway. Like, I know Bayo pitched well, but like, I was really focused on this as well.
No, Edelman looking to
people are like, why did Nessun cut away from Edelman? Like, people are talking about that, but like, nobody knows who this lady is.
And it was like right on the lean in. Okay, yeah. So this is just some gal that he met. Maybe
he might have met her there, and they left in the seventh inning, I'm guessing, and never to be seen from again.
Yeah, didn't even make it to Sweet Caroline.
No, definitely not. Mr. Brightside, forget it. They're not going to be there for that.
So that was the highlight of the game.
Yeah, I'll keep digging on this, but I have no idea. Keith's anonymous.
Keith's DMs are open, so if you could forward those along,
it's another
hashtag scoop.
Usually the text line would at least throw out like who it was or
if it's a celebrity,
people
for sure.
Don't know.
So, no, the Red Sox, I feel like they've reeled me back in. Three feels doable. Like that feels like every time it gets up towards five games, I'm like, they're out, they're done.
Three to the Twins?
Three with a month to go. And the Twins are playing like garbage, and you're applying pressure to them, I think.
Yep.
And, yeah, that doesn't feel like a team that you can't catch.
What if I told you
that,
this?
So that, by the way, is the other team that did nothing. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's the other team that did nothing at the trade deadline. The Royals
and they're dealing
added,
with injuries too.
The Astros, a bunch of teams added. The Red Sox and the Twins were like the two that barely, they got a couple of relievers. They barely did anything. So maybe they have some of that same malaise the Red Sox have had post-deadline.
Sox have that series in Fenway, although that's actually a bad thing because the Red Sox
you want
aren't
on the road. That's where you want them.
But September 20, 21, 22, so a three-game series with the Twins. The Twins also have a four-game series remaining with Cleveland, a three-gamer with Baltimore, although that's the end of the year, a three-gamer with Kansas City. So, like, their schedule's pretty tough. Red Sox have a series coming up with the Chicago White Sox. So, like, some of their – they get some easier
That's a team they got
up.
They screwed up earlier this year when they played them, like, split with the White Sox.
No, they need to sweep that series.
That's a team you got to –
But that's coming up. So, they got Detroit after tonight. So, tonight you wrap up this five-gamer with Toronto. But, yeah, White Sox, Yankees, Rays – It's definitely doable.
Text line 37937 says Edelman had a big lipper in and went in for a smooch. Is that right? Did he have a little chaw in there?
Yeah, it's something.
I feel like he always does, doesn't he?
He does. He does have there are certain guys that just have know if they have a lip in or not.
You're packing a lip.
It just kind of
a little chaw in there. What's going on? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Their mouth gets stretched out that way, so it just always looks like they have one in.
Yeah, it's like
I don't know who that lady is.
It's like a lower lip stretch mark.
You can see it on Twitch now. I don't know if he had a lip in or if he was just.
Oh, I see that.
Because of the face he was looking at her, though. He might have just been kind of like a goofy smile. Oh, there she is. Panning out a little bit.
Look at
good job, though.
Look at that.
I think she knew where the camera was because you can see like her hair's in her face. We can't really identify her.
I think he does have a lip in. I think
maybe he does.
That's right. Yep. He's packing a lip. Look at her. He's like, she didn't care.
Yeah, he's excited.
She's like, give me some of that.
Yeah, I'll take some. What do you got? You got a cup I can spit this
in? Look at this guy. And Nesson's just like, oh, well, let's cut away from that. Let's talk about this podcast that none of us have heard.
They had something. They were sitting on a gold mine, and they went away from it.
Real quick, I read Tomasi on the Red Sox, and he's not buying back in. He is kicking the can the next year.
That's because he covers the team, and he's like, I just want the season to end, probably.
How dare you, John. He lists a number of guys the Red Sox could go get. How do you feel? Let's just grade this as a whole. I'm going to give you a bunch of names.
Throw some names.
What's the likelihood the Red Sox are in on any of these guys? Juan Soto.
0%.
Corbin Burns.
10%.
Really?
Pitcher.
Yeah.
If they're going to spend any money, it'd be pitcher.
Oh, I thought you were just informing me that he was a
pitcher. Well, starting pitcher? Right-handed starting pitcher?
Yeah. No, initial CB.
Dude, I've wanted Corbin Burns for years. Ever since he went through that arbitration thing with Milwaukee, I was like, that's the guy you got to go get because he's not going to re-sign there. But I think if they spend any kind of money at all, it'd be on pitching.
Okay.
So definitely not
10%. But Max Fried.
12%.
Nice. He also, I read the other day that this individual might not get posted. The Japanese pitcher, Rossi Sasaki, was another name. I don't feel like they're going to be in on any of those guys. And I'm afraid of their plan. And this is getting ahead to next year, but it's frustrating because they didn't invest at this deadline. They didn't invest last offseason. They're probably not going to invest next offseason. I'm afraid the plan is, people now see that our farm system is onto something. The kids are up in AAA. They were briefly calling them the Big Three, which was annoying me.
Big Four now.
It's a Big Four.
It is Campbell.
What I'm saying is how they're referring to them, though.
Oh, Core Four?
Core Four.
Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four.
Four Horsemen?
Four Horsemen. Connect Four? That doesn't really work.
Four Skins? No.
I'd go with that.
Yeah.
I bet that's not taken.
That's what they're called.
In the history of like big league nicknames. The Four Skins up in the line. What do you got in the lineup today? So I'm afraid they're just going to promote like two of those guys.
None of those guys are pitchers. So this is my only hope.
Sign
and it might be
like a middling starter and then that's
it. Yeah. Well, I guess the question is how high up on the middling will you go? So right before this season started.
Max Fried feels pretty middling.
Lucas Giolito?
I bet it's not even that.
Or is he better than Lucas Giolito?
Oh, I think he's better.
So do I.
Yeah.
But would they go there? So Chris Sale, who they're paying to win the Cy Young with the Braves this year. that money comes off the books, right?
You don't miss Chris Sale, do you?
No, no, no. Like, I don't think you would have done that here.
It stinks what he's doing, but like I'm 1,000% fine with them trading.
Oh, it's like hilarious that he is having his best season ever after you trade. No, the bigger, if you're talking about Chris Sale, talk about getting Vaughn Grissom in return. That's the bigger issue.
No, that's my gripe.
But I wonder if they say, hey, we have all these young guys who aren't getting money or aren't being paid a lot of money. Maybe this is where we find a pitcher.
You wonder that?
No.
You wonder if that's how they're looking at it?
They're
you want
thrilled
them to do
with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But do they say...
No, I'm saying you wonder if they're like, we're saving all this money over here. Let's apply it to the big... That's not how they're looking at it.
No, but...
They're looking at it like, look at all the money we're saving with all these guys making nothing.
But the fact that they're close... No, trust me. I think they're cheaping out more and more every year, obviously. But if they make the wild card this year or if they just miss the wild card and then they're like, all right, our rotation next year is... Hauk, Bale, Crawford again. Like we need another horse in there, right?
Yes.
So I would hope that they would take the Giolito money, basically whatever they gave him, and a little bit more, and actually get a real starter. And sometimes John Henry doesn't want to spend a dime on this team, but he gets kind of bullied into it. Devers signed a huge contract, and they didn't sign Devers,
and he got bullied into it.
So maybe you could bully him into one more pitcher. I don't like Juan Soto's a pipe dream. Plus, he's a lefty. This team is all lefties.
How do we bully him? How do we do that? How do we get that done?
Just scream. Just go, oh, no, like that guy in the street.
Hey, sign Raffy.
Sign Raffy. Cheapskate. Because I'm sure Henry will be.
Call him Cheapskate.
Yeah.
That burn. He hasn't heard that. That's going to
champ
his backside.
I don't think they're going to do another one of those like outings out in Springfield where everybody can see John Henry. I doubt he's doing that ever again in his life.
But it did work to get Devers signed. That
he screamed at him.
Yeah. One text here, 37937. This is a good one. No Coco pick and no name on Edelman's girl. Rough week for the internet.
Seriously, what happened?
What is the internet even doing?
That's what it's there for.
No boob picks and nothing on Julian Edelman. Like, what are you even doing, internet?
What a week, though.
Seriously, it's almost Labor Day weekend.
That's true. Internet, people are prepared. Internet, they're checked out.
Internet's throttling back. Mm-hmm. It's a long weekend anyways.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.